unless and until there is peace and tranquility in the body politic, we cannot progress as we are doing now. And the going forward does not depend on insults, because I think we are too mature as a nation to make insults the platform for politicking. In fact, we want issues to be at the forefront of debate rather than insults. So I am calling on all Ghanaians to reject all those who are dwelling on politics of insult. That should not be our portion.
Well, Nana King, and a prominent one at that, will you join forces with some of your other kings in the country to send a strong message, as you have called for peace, as well as ensuring that politics of insult are dealt with and reduced to the barest minimum ahead of the elections?
In the first place, my end of year message was also on peace and tranquility. So I have gotten my people at the regional house of chiefs behind me, and the chiefs at the national house of chiefs also are singing the swan song of peace for the whole of Ghana, so that we move on this platform of peace.
Well, Nana, some say that there's need for perhaps you as the president of the chiefs in the eastern region to make it a point to all these politicians who come to campaign in the region not to use abusive language or insult against their opponent as they campaign ahead of the elections. Will this be part of your agenda when you meet these presidential or politicians?
Absolutely, yes. I have already started. You know, when Akufo-Addo came here last month, I told him about this. And yesterday, the flag bearer of the CPP was here. I told him about it. Fortunately, we are going to meet the president, the new president of Ghana. He's going to come here on Wednesday. And I will also tell him about this, because I am an octogenarian, 74 years now, and I have to make truth the cornerstone of my philosophy. We must abide by the truth, and once I speak the truth, I will always be with the center, because I cannot err. With this, I am better enabled to advise all of them. And they have to take this advice in good faith, because it is for the welfare of our country. So I am going to do precisely that without any evasion or equivocation whatsoever.
Nana, last but not the least, what would be your message to Ghanaians ahead of the December general elections?
See, my message is that we are going to vote. And this voting must be on the basis of informed decision and informed choices. So let the politicians who are campaigning for votes tell us what is it they want to do for Ghana. And each and every one will, based on this information and understanding, vote peacefully according to his or her conscience, without any fighting. Because it is not the fight, it is not the insults which will get the votes. We are mature enough. So my message is that all keep calm, look at the issues which they are bringing before us, and let us all make informed decisions on the basis of issues brought before us. That's it. You've done it before for several years, and we can do it this time. So we need to remind ourselves that as a beacon of hope in Africa, we cannot and we will not allow the few among us to destroy the country. The country is too precious, and we have nowhere else to go but Ghana. So we must all in unison and agree in diversity and cast our votes so as to the winner wins, and we will all you know, be with a winner in the long run. So it is peace and tranquility which will be the pillar for this election.